Welcome back to the place where you laughed before. Welcome back. Season 2, we've got more green stuff for you. Let's grow together. Welcome, welcome back.
Greetings and welcome back to the second season of the BKB Show, episode 1. I am Lerato Muyimane and I will be your host for as long as we are together. If you still remember, on the last episode of season 1, we celebrated Black Excellence with some motivational talk on the side, and we featured two amazing guests. They both shared their journey with us, and I also shared the journey of how the BKB show was birthed. In case you missed it, you can still catch it up on Anchor, Google Podcast, and Spotify. When I announced the return date of the BKB show and mentioned that xenophobia is one of the topic up for discussion, someone said to me, "No, Lerato, xenophobia is a very sensitive topic. Don't touch it." And my response was, people have a lot to say, so let's just give them that voice. This platform was designed to give the voice to the voiceless. Now, let me recap season 1 episodes in case you missed them. On the first episode, we laid a foundation with two of my favorite powerful gospel songs by Tasha Cobbs, Never Gave Up, and Released the Sound from her 2020 album Royalty. Episode 2, Grief and Coping Mechanisms, where I shared with you the story of how I lost my unborn son and grandmother. And I must say, it took a lot for me to pour my heart out like that. I asked myself a lot of questions. Am I going to be judged or criticized? Then I realized that one of the most important things you can do on this earth is to let people know that they are not alone. And that sometimes if you expose your vulnerability, someone else will feel comforted. It's like we are in the same boat together. So I soldiered on. Episode 3, we spoke about mental health. And that topic was provoked by the conversation I had with one of our listeners when he opened up and shared his story. Yeah. And on the fourth episode, it was a glimpse of our business talk. We had an entrepreneurologist, Derek Ndabi, advising us about the importance of branding. And we also had Sazi Ngumalo, a poultry farmer. He gave us some light of about his poultry business. On the fifth episode, Kiletsweka Music Show, we had Botlhale Divao and Bonisiwe Masuku as guests. They blessed us with their beautiful songs and they're doing very well. Hopefully, we'll feature them again on the show. And episode 6, we celebrated heritage. Kadi poem in 9 official languages. And Renali Testimony, one of our poets, will share it with you here, more season 2. And episode 7, which is the last episode, we celebrated Black Excellence with a motivational talk on the side. And we had two amazing guests, Thabo Makwakwa and Xolani Gadebe. And wow, they are doing great. They are flourishing wherever they are. So now we are here, season 2. Seems like many of you want us to talk about relationships. One lady said to me, "Talk about your marriages. We want to know what is it that you are hiding. What's keeping you married for so long?" And we delved into the unlearning and learning processes in such institutions and in life generally. So that's what you should be expecting on season two. We are here to learn, to be inspired, and to grow together. We're also here to celebrate victories of sons and daughters of the soil. A dream of an African child will be activated and realized here on the BKB show. Let me play you a song by Press, an African child. Some of you might recognize him from the Coca-Cola pop star group 101, which took the South African music scene by storm. So this song comes from his latest album, XO. It was released on the 19th of May. No, the 19th of May is my birthday. It was released on the 19th of March, 2021. Listen to it.
I'm standing on top of a mountain, top of a mountain, top of a mountain. I'm calling all of my people. It's time to celebrate, celebrate the victories of an African child.
Footsteps.
steps of victory. Echoing champion, champion. Listen to the sound of victory. Echoing champion, champion. Power. To be an African. Ooh, I'm a champion.
Did you just hear that? Did you hear what I heard? From the dusty fields of my village to world stages, I'm crossing finish lines. I have earned my spot. I am proud to be an African. Gang, gang, gang. Ooh, I'm a champion. Yo! Can we make this song an African anthem? Who supports the motion? Motion of no confidence? Confidence? Okay, yeah. I choose confidence. Sizo hlabelela, hlabelela, re shape melodi. Hlabelela, hlabelela, limi didi etsane. Hlabelela. Yeah, so let's go out there in numbers and support his music. Yeah, his name is Press. P-R-E-S-S. S, triple S. Shebo. There is a quote that says, victory comes only after many struggles and countless defeat. Yeah, that's true. We might be struggling right now, but from our struggles, we will come out victorious, and we need to celebrate even a small victory. The next episode will be available on the 19th of November, and we'll be talking everything agriculture with our two guests. Please don't miss a single episode. Let me love and leave you. Keep those messages coming. Salan Sintle.